I'm John Batchelor. From the surface of the planet Earth, we're headed to the surface of the planet Mars with Curiosity, the bold drill of Curiosity, and again, reminding us this is an alien planet, very light gravity. Its construction looks to be similar to Earth's, but then again, Bob, Curiosity, I don't like to use the word fail with regard to Curiosity. It's such a smashing success. But what about its drill, and what about the surface of Mars?
Well, John, to be very straightforward, Curiosity's drill failed for the fourth time to penetrate the geological layer that the rover is presently on, called the Mauka layer. This is a very distinct geological layer that is visible from orbit on the flanks of Mount Sharp at many different places at about the same elevation. And so it's been a major geological target for the whole Curiosity team since the rover landed. And they finally reached it about, 3 months ago. And in that period of time, while they're crossing this relatively flat area on the slopes of Mount Sharp, they've tried to drill into this four times now, to get a sample and do an analysis of the sample, because Curiosity, unlike Perseverance, can actually analyze the samples. Perseverance can just simply get a core sample and put it aside. It can't really do real analysis. So they've tried four different times, and this past weekend they tried again, the fourth time, and I have a picture on behind the black of the drill hole. It only went down, I'd say, at most a quarter of an inch, I think less, and couldn't go any farther. And that was the fourth time they tried, and it just didn't work. So what they've done is they've now moved Curiosity a significant different distance across the Mauka band, almost off it, but not off it entirely. Whether they're going to try again is unclear. As I say, I'm behind the black. The Curiosity team has generally shown real perseverance in these drill efforts. When they had a similar situation on Vera Rubin Ridge back about 2 years ago, they tried and failed several times, and then they moved off the ridge, and then when they had another opportunity to drop back down, they did so, and they were finally successful. And so they've taken every opportunity and have shown spirit in doing this, John, which means they've got lots of perseverance.
I remember a couple of years ago, was it? They had trouble with that drill. Is there something that suggests that the drill is not powerful enough? Is that what it is?
That's a good point, John. That's a very good point. The drill, they improvise drilling these days. What happened a few years ago is the drill had a mechanism to bring it in and out. And so what would happen is the arm would press down on the drill point, and then the drill would push outward drilling. But then at one point, the mechanism for retracting the drill bit failed. And so they leave the drill bit extended out at all times. The arm comes down and presses the drill bit, which is already extended, out and up against the rock. And the arm itself is what presses down. And there is a certain limit to how much it can press. And so it could very well be, and I'm not saying this is for sure, but it could very well be that they don't quite have the strength as they once did to push through this hard rock. That it is hard, though, tells them a great deal about the geology here. It does explain why that Mauka band does exist, because it's resistance to erosion, so you get this flat area on the flanks of Mount Sharp.
The People's Republic of China has a non-transparent space program. Nothing more illustrates this than Zhurong. Where is it? What is it, Bob, and where is it?
Zhurong is China's rover on Mars. Very successful. It landed about 2 years ago, and it was supposed to operate for only 90 days. It operated for more than a year, traveled a lot farther than was planned. Then in May of last year, winter arrived on Mars, and just like InSight and Ingenuity, Zhurong depends on solar panels for its electricity, and so it went into hibernation during the winter period. Now, this particular winter on Mars was extended by a very strong winter dust season, including dust storms near the end of winter. They extended winter slightly. It killed InSight. It didn't kill Ingenuity, but it did limit what Ingenuity could do over the winter. Ingenuity wasn't supposed to be in the winter, so that was an achievement. Well, it was, Zhurong was supposed to come back to life in December. It did not. And that wasn't a big surprise because of the extended dust season. But by the end of January, we should have heard something from the Chinese. Well, the Chinese haven't said anything about Zhurong. They recently had some press releases celebrating the 2-year anniversary of the Tianwen-1 orbiter around Mars that brought Charong to the planet, but those press releases said almost nothing about Charong. This is suggesting that Charong has now failed. It didn't come out of the hibernation. That would be a shame, but China has nothing to be ashamed of. I don't know why they're keeping this quiet. They should be proud of what Charong did. Its most significant discovery is that at 25 degrees north latitude, there is no water or ice as deep as 260 feet below the surface on Mars. And that tells us a great deal about the dry equatorial regions of Mars that was not known before. This was a great achievement, and they should not be ashamed of it.
India has a lunar rover that they're testing now on Earth, right, Bob? That's why it's passing testing. And Chandrayaan-3, what is its mission? Do we know?
Yes, Chandrayaan-3 is going to bring a rover to Mars, to the moon. This is a re-attempt of their previous Chandrayaan-2 mission, I'm sorry, one mission to land a rover on the moon. It failed on attempted landing, so they're going to try again. It's going to supposedly launch sometime before the end of this year. The dates keep changing, but they're doing ground tests right now to prepare it, and those tests have been working, so this is a good sign, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Still to be solved, the mystery of the Roscosmos spacecraft and these unusual drill holes or meteoroid strikes. Puzzle. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.